Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled Food for the Soul.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Our reading today is actually a story, one of the resurrection narratives with which you are quite familiar, that is, on the way to Emmaus. So I'm simply going to read for us now the latter half of that narrative. Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them, and it happened that while he was with them at table, he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us in the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them, who were saying, "The Lord has been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This perhaps is one of the more favorite resurrection narratives. Yesterday we had the story of Mary Magdalene in the garden, another favorite. And as the week continues, we will have other resurrection stories. By the Sea of Galilee, Jesus dining for breakfast over fish. And so the church is attempting to deepen within us an awareness of the truth and reality of what it means to say that Jesus is raised from the dead. He lives. These are witnesses. At the same time, these resurrection narratives are not only about Jesus, but they are also about us and the invitation to believe, the invitation to experience in some ways the risen Lord ourselves. And in the text today, we have two ingredients, if you will, two sources for what might nourish our own faith. We could simply say they are word and sacrament, but let us look for a moment at what the text has to say. These two are on their way, disciples, the road to Emmaus. Jesus comes along. He is unrecognizable at first, but later they recognize him. But what prepared the way for that recognition is that he interpreted to them all the scriptures. And later, they also say the very same thing in many ways. Were not our hearts burning within us? Indeed, as he opened the scriptures to us. So the scriptures are one of those sources that nourish our lives as well. It's in the scriptures that we find God's speech. If we believe in God, many don't, but if we take God's existence as a reality, and that God then, as incomprehensible as God is, that that what the Gospel of John says, God is love, then clearly, whoever, whatever God is, God does desire to encounter us, to communicate with us, to reach out to us. And God does this in many ways, but particularly, primarily, through God's word, through the scriptures. And so we come to hear what God says when we approach the scriptures. But of course, we also need aids in helping us to interpret them like the two disciples had Jesus do. But then, although the scriptures are such a significant place in our lives, food for nourishment for the soul, what they say in the end is the two recounted how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. It's when he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to him, that their eyes were opened. In other words, that familiar kind of meal that they would have experienced with him, and in some ways, only he blessed the bread in that way. That's when they saw. That's when they realized. And he was then gone, but they still knew. So likewise, our own liturgical experience, if we come to it with the eyes of faith, we should find there the living, risen Christ in our Eucharistic celebration. In other words, it is ultimately in that act of worship that we find another kind of nourishment for our souls. And so during this Easter season of 50 days, during this Easter week, when we hear these resurrection narratives, let us take those narratives in terms of how they teach us, how they nourish us, and the reminder that they bring that the words of Scripture, that the Word of God is God speaking to us, and that in the breaking of the bread, in the celebration of the Eucharist, that God makes himself physically present there for us through the eyes of faith. For that bread is not, in the end, bread, but the risen Christ made present to us through the power of the Spirit. And likewise, that wine is not wine, but the blood of Christ. And so just as these two disciples on the way to Emmaus had to have their eyes opened, so likewise do we need to have our eyes of faith opened, sustained, nourished. And this is done in many ways, but especially through the presence of the risen Christ to us in the sacraments, in the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread, and the scriptures when they are unveiled for us. And so let us be attentive to the scriptures and the Eucharist as we continue through this Easter season. God bless you.